Speaking out about rumors of a post-VMA fight between he and J. Cole, Diddy tweeted that he and J. Cole are friends and that they yell sometimes in public. Meanwhile, I've heard several different stories about how Robin Thicke's wife, Paula Patton, felt about Miley Cyrus twerking on her husband. One report says she wanted to whip her ass backstage. Another says Paula was there during rehearsals and wasn't surprised.
They took her back
to
the hotel and had a group party.
No. Yeah. Fat Joe turned himself into authorities yesterday to begin his four-month prison sentence for tax evasion. The feds say Joe skipped out on more than $1 million in payments to the IRS from 2007 to 2008. But Fat Joe originally faced up to 2 years behind bars, so he kind of got off easy. The IRS, let me just ask you something. How much do you have to make to owe $702 million in taxes?
Wow.
For one year? For 1 year.
Did you say 702?
$702 million.
Wow.
Dollars.
At least about $5 billion.
Michael Jackson's estate just got a bill for $702 million for the year Michael Jackson died in 2009.
You know what that is? That is an inheritance tax.
Oh, yeah.
It's 50%.
They take 50.
Not fair. It's so not fair. It's the dumbest thing ever.
It's called estate tax. You work all your life.
To leave it to your family.
And they come
get it. They come get 50% when they already took it while you were working. That's some bull
crap. That's crazy.
That's not fair. No. Anyway, they say that what they did was they undervalued his assets to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. But I'm sure it's the estate tax. Drake's former stylist sued him for $76,000. You say what? What stylist? Yeah, he had one. He says Drake failed to reimburse him for nearly $40,000 in expenses and didn't pay him his $39,000 monthly
line
salary.
Right now.
Oh, good. I wanted to speak
to
him.
I think it's anonymous, right?
Hi, this is Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
I'm Drake's stylist.
Wow. Okay. So?
Listen.
What?
Here's the problem.
Okay.
He didn't want to pay me because he didn't like how I took his measurement.
Really?
What happened? How'd you do it?
Giving measurements on his inseam.
Uh-huh.
Took me about 35 minutes to do it.
Why?
35 minutes on his inseam?
I kept getting excited, throwing all my measurements off.
Okay.
Really?
All I have to say, it was just fun.
Fun?
F-U-N.
All right, thank you, man.
Boop. Okay.
All right. Boop. A company called Hood Love is suing Rockaware for the use of that phrase on a T-shirt. They say they've had the name since 2006. They want all the profits generated from the Rockaware shirt as well as an injunction on future sales. Who would you like to see play Josephine Baker? Think of any celebrity who's a singer.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, somebody should.
If you're just not going to take it seriously, then I'm just
sing?
Not going to.
Yeah, right.
Just a singer. Think about Josephine Baker. She was sexy. Remember, she was naked in France with the bananas.
Aretha Franklin. No.
Sierra, can somebody she act?
Wow.
Aretha Franklin.
You're such an ass. Just let me tell you. Rihanna.
Yeah.
She's at the top of the list of actresses being considered to play her. That would actually be.
What about Gladys Knight?
Somebody tripping.
Juicy J says Miley Cyrus is the best twerker in the world.
And he doesn't do drugs.
His new CD comes out today. Who's the highest paid celebrity? You ain't gonna guess. I'm gonna tell you something. Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga got it right. They doing the right thing.
Ryan Seacrest.
What the hell is wrong with you? Madonna made $125 million between June of last year and June. That's what I'm
touring.
Trying to tell you.
She been touring like a mother.
Steven Spielberg's number two on the list made $100 million. Simon Cowell.
Where's Aretha Franklin?
Where Aretha?
Let me tell you something. That girl who got pregnant by Simon Cowell, winning.
Yes.
Number three, E.L. James. You know who that is?
No.
He's 50 Shades of Grey.
Where's Aretha Franklin on that list?
Howard Stern is also number three, tied $91 million. James Patterson.
He's a writer.
Writer, yeah.
Yes, what did he write?
Some stuff for Aretha Franklin.
I hate you. I'm out for you. That's on the wire.